Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
FM 104's Select Irish with Louise Tai.
Select Irish on FM 104, and fresh after releasing her latest single, Follow Me, is Lucy McWilliams. Hello.
Hi, Louise. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you so much for chatting to us.
No, thank you for having me.
So tell me about this new single, Follow Me.
It's actually probably one of my favourites, so it's so nice for it to be out, but it's quite straightforward. It's like one of the only songs that I have. It's just like simple, straightforward love song. Mm-hmm. There's no, there's no other like sadness or anything hidden there. It's just, yeah that's kind of it.
Was it quite nice to write then? Being so
really
simple. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Very different. I think, completely different process than other songs, so yeah, it's really nice to be that it's out. But yeah,
how has it been since it's been released?
I kind of just like turn off, I think, because it's so easy to like get really wrapped up in, I don't know, like, you know, once it's outside and it's not yours anymore, and it's kind of, yeah, I kind of just distance myself from it and don't really think about it. Yeah. So yeah,
because you can't do anything about it now once it's out.
Yeah, it's not mine anymore, so I can't like kind of coddle it and keep it to myself. So, yeah.
Is that how you feel? So I suppose when you release it into the world, everyone takes their own, I suppose, definition from it.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's like when if you listen to something, you'll definitely listen to it differently than how I would and as someone else would. So it's kind of like, it's out of my control then, I guess.
Yeah, which must be quite nice and freeing too.
Definitely. Yeah. You're just like, you can turn off your brain, stop thinking about it. It's gone.
I remember chatting to someone about like listening to music and what they think of, and they said colours. So when they hear a certain song, they'll assign a colour to it, which I thought was quite interesting.
I've heard about this. I don't have that at all, but that sounds like mad. Like people will say, like, I see purple in the song, and you're like, what?
How? kind of love that. I love, like, it's literally, you can't tell how someone else is going to take it. It's actually very, very cool.
Yeah.
You also got to do other voices just before Christmas as well. What was that like?
That was like insane. I'd never been, and obviously like, it's something that like everyone has heard about. Like, it's all you hear about growing up. It's like other voices. And then to actually go and play, and like the band came over and we did like a they recorded us, and it was just an amazing experience. And like all the other artists were so incredible. And yeah, it was fab. You've probably been then there a few times.
I've never been. It's on my bucket list.
Have you not?
I have never been. It's one that I really want to go to. I've said next year I will be there with bells on.
Okay, well, I'll be there with you.
Great. We can enjoy it together, because I would love to. Yeah. I've heard it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, I did spend a little bit too much time in the pub though, but I think that's kind of like the whole point of it.
It's the atmosphere, really. It's the community. It's, you know, it's good fun. It's all good fun.
Yeah.
You also did your song Plastic. The music video for this was quite interesting. Did you get to put much idea into it?
Yeah, I actually did it with like two friends of mine over here. And I mean, like Asha and Flo, that they're the two girls that worked on it. They're incredible. But I think the idea was like just kind of you're trapped in this world that like isn't, you're trapped in like not a real world. Mm-hmm. And we tried to kind of like figure that out somehow, like that yeah, you're just trapped in this little bubble, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm explaining that right.
Absolutely.
But yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
But they were brilliant. They literally just, like, they brought so much to it. And, like, yeah.
Do you enjoy doing the music videos?
I find them, I enjoy it on the day, I think. Yeah. But I think a lot of the, like, the video, I think for me is always a really weird one, because it's like, you know, if someone listens to your music, they don't really, they can have a picture of you, but, you know, it's more just the sound.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a video is like you. And I think that can sometimes be a little intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always fun on the day. Like, I've only ever done videos with friends, so it's probably a really different experience.
Nice, relaxed area.
Yeah, definitely.
You're also an independent artist. What goes into being an independent artist?
A lot.
Everything.
And also easily not so much as well. It's basically kind of just up to you, which is really great. But then obviously if you're having a day where you're not feeling too good and you don't really have anyone else to kind of tell you to, like, okay, come on, get up and move.
Get some work done.
But I mean, I'm just so lucky that I've met really good people that are, yeah, they're just like, whether it's in music or it's in videography, and they're just friends now and they help so much. I think without that support, I would have not a clue what to do with myself. So, yeah.
And that's what it's all about, the people around you, really, isn't it?
Definitely.
You've also got to support Inhaler and Two Door Cinema Club as well. What's it like performing for, I suppose, what essentially someone else's audience?
Yeah, definitely. Like, no one's there to see you. So it's always such a, like, incredible experience to do that, especially, like, for those bands. Because, like, I mean, like, everyone loves their music, and, like, you're kind of performing to people that, in those cases, are really open to you. I don't know if that's maybe just the fan base of those bands, but, you know, they're open to you guys. And yeah, like, it is hard though sometimes, but
you can feel the love off them anyways.
Definitely, because you can just tell, like, the fan base, they're just so excited to be there. They can't, but sometimes, you know, they can't wait to see the act, and you're there going, okay, don't worry.
I have some really good music as well.
they'll be on soon. But yeah, both those shows were brilliant. And, like, the bands are so good that it was just, even just to be able to see them play after was, like, probably just as good as playing the actual show.
I can imagine. But you also have your own headliner coming up in the Grand Social on the 28th of March.
Yeah, I do. I can't wait. It's coming up very soon, actually.
Have you already started prepping for it?
Yeah, we actually start rehearsals on Monday.
Nice.
So that will be really good to just get in and get a little bit ahead of it instead of kind of freaking out last minute.
Absolutely. So the newest single, Follow Me, is out at the moment. The Grand Social is on the 28th of March. How can people keep up to date with everything you're up to?
Probably the best is, like, social media, like Instagram and TikTok and those things. Maybe not so much TikTok, maybe Instagram.
Excellent.
But yeah.
Amazing. Lucy McWilliams, thank you so much for chatting to us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.